Tonight, I'm going to give 2023 word. I'm going to give you a word that you can stand on, be ready for 2023. Got instruction with it. Matter of fact, I'll give it to you now and give you the instruction. And you're going to be so powerful in 23. I mean, because he never did it like this with me. I was praying, walking in the yard. It's actually the word for 2023 is living as more than a conqueror at all times. Now, no matter what come up, you see the information you're going to receive. I'm going to start preaching on it tonight. What do you mean? I'm going to start preaching on it tonight. Now, why are the members not here? You see, you don't know what a man or woman of God is going to do when they're led by the Spirit. I don't go by no routine, you understand? I minister by revelation. Living as more than a conqueror at all times. Now, you can put that on the board. Living as more than a conqueror at all times. I got a lot of people online. I want them to have it, the instruction. The verse is Romans 8:37. Right? The chapter is Romans 8. Here's the instruction. And I think I just thought about it this afternoon. The instruction is how to leave out of this year prepared for the next year. So this is an instruction he never gave me before. For 30 days, read Romans, the whole 8th chapter aloud to yourself listening. One time a day, for 30 days. So we got about 30 days left. I mean, I don't know how many days left in this year. But you see what I'm saying? I don't know why. 30 days, you know, in the morning or sometime, just read it out loud to yourself. Listen, the whole 8th chapter of Romans. And when you go into the new year, you're going to be set. No matter what come, you're always going to have the victory. Just read it out loud. Just read it. Read it. And then when he says something to you, oh, he says, read it and listen. Read it and listen. And have something by. Have your phone by or whatever you type on or you write. Have it with you because he's going to give you instruction. And you're going to go in the new year, no matter what the government do, no matter what the system do, you're going to have a word. You're going to be to operate as more than a conqueror. We taping already, right? So this can be on the prelude of the message, because I wanna also, before I start teaching, I want to stand with me a minute. Conqueror. I want to give you some Greek and conqueror. To carry off the victory. Carry off the victory. So all through 23, no matter what come up, you're going to know how to carry off the victory. And we have to use the word supernaturally. Okay. It also means to overcome. So nothing going to come in 23 that you can't overcome. It also means to prevail. It also means to get the victory. So nothing coming that you can't get the victory. The next, to win the case. Another one is maintain one's course. No, course. Course, excuse me, course. And then the last one is the means, plural, of success. The means of success. Now, another word I want to call to your attention, and the word conqueror, we're going to find out in my teaching tonight, is actually used in the Bible only one time. Now, another word the Lord want to train you apostolically in doing is setting yourself up for quickening. knowing how to ask the Holy Spirit to quicken you, give you a fresh anointing. Now the word quicken means made alive. It also means by spiritual power to arouse. By spiritual power to arouse. It means to restore life. It means to give increase of life. It means to be endued with new and greater power of life. I can't wait till no Sunday to do this. That's why it's too important. My goodness. It means the powers of life. And one more. It means to be fresh and strong. Now, before you sit down, I want you to have those as I be ministering out of the old year into the new year. Every time the Lord tell me, I'm going to do whatever he tell me to do. Lord, quicken, Holy Spirit, quicken us tonight with new strength and new power in Jesus' name. You may be seated. So tonight I want to begin ministering how to live the more than a conqueror life. And we're going to look at a verse in the gospel first. We're going to Romans chapter 8, but we're going to look at a verse in the gospel. I think we'll open it up. John 6:63. I want to look at that. You'll see what it has to do with the conqueror life. So I begin preaching the new year in tonight. See, that's the way the Spirit operates. See, the Spirit don't operate by no organized time. When he tells you something, you got to go and do it again, you see? How to live the more than a conqueror life. Now, in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickened it. Now, you got the definition. I know you might have listened to it again. I said I'm kind of fast. But it's the Spirit that quickened and make alive. The flesh prophesies nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Very important. Quicken. Now, look in Romans 8:11. Before we go to our text, look in Romans 8:11 now. Now, I want you to look for the word quicken, because that is an important word in the spirit realm. It is the Spirit that quickened it. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you're not always quicken with your Bible in your hand and you just pray. If you don't know how to be open for the quickening. It could be routine or it could be quicker. It could be normal or it could be fresh in the spirit. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what it says there. But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, he's not just dwelling, he's quickening. All right? You're mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, Should I give you this one also now? Look in Psalm 119. The whole 119th Psalm, David is getting quickened again. But I think he used the word quicken four or five times in this psalm. I got a lot of verses. But I just want to look at one verse, Psalm 119, verse 25. We're going in a new year quicken. Ready. Says everybody say ready.
Ready.
Ready for anything that come up. You're gonna have the power, you're gonna have the wisdom, you're gonna have the understanding, you're gonna have the help, everything you need. You listening? All right. The psalmist, he kept talking about the word and how much he loved God. Here in the 25th verse, my soul cleaves unto the dust. Quicken me, quicken thou me, according to thy word. Quicken me, according to thy word. Now, I must say this also before we start. John 6:63, where it says the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing, the words that I speak to you, they are what?
Spirit.
And what?
Life.
Spirit and life. Okay. So therefore, it's possible to try to feed on the word in the flesh. Routinely. Regularly. Not with no revelation. Because it's in the flesh. And I mean good people. Now, here's something you're not going to find in the book. It's what the Spirit of God told me. The commentary, which I mean all the information like a encyclopedia, commentary in the spirit realm, of John 6:63 is Roman, the whole chapter of Roman 8. It's unfolding, explaining everything about being quickened in the spirit. Talking about being led by the spirit. It even talking about manifesting. You know, you can't just be a son of God. You got to manifest. I'm going to read some of those scriptures in a few moments to make sure we get them all, because in Romans 8, there's a lot of things we need to manifest as sons of God. Now, we need to manifest. I'm not just talking about saying I'm a Christian. I'm just talking about I got a Bible. No, we need to manifest. Man, if we need to have miracles, signs, wonders, blessings, everything, just showing it. Just say, God did it. Say, God did it.
God did.
Yeah, not be afraid, not make no apology. If when God bless you, you don't have to make no apologies to these religious folks who talk about you don't love God. You're blessed because you love God. God bless those who follow him and walk close to him and respect him and live clean and holy. You're supposed to be blessed. Don't hide your blessing no more for nobody. Some of your ugly family members who won't tell you about you out your mind, just let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. But those of you who stick close are going to be so blessed, I'm telling you, because the Lord drawing the line. I'm drawing, y'all who stick close, y'all going to be so blessed. Oh, my mind, everywhere you're going to be blessed. Why? Because you're fully connected. So y'all can get ready for it. Now let me give you, sit down, let me give you some instruction here on how to live more than a conqueror life. The instruction he gave me. Keeping yourself at all time fully wrapped in the love of God. No matter what's going on. Keeping yourself all the time fully wrapped in, and this is the way you do it. Lord, quicken me in your love. Holy Spirit, quicken me in the love of God. He gonna do it too. If that is so, now you can't fail. No, the point wrapped in love can't fail. All right, here's another. Now listen very carefully. Yielding to the word, the will, W-I-L-L, and ways of God on purpose. Yielding to the word, to the will, and the ways of God. How?
On purpose.
On purpose. In other words, don't let nobody change your mind. I'm going God's way. I'm going to follow God's will, and I'm going to follow God's word. That's it. That's the way I'm going to do it. Now, there's a fact to point out in Romans chapter 8. We'll get to it. Knowing this, all things work together.
Come on.
For good for those who love God.
Yeah.
Here's one he said to me. But the real secret is knowing how much Jesus loves you. And I wrote down, here it is. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit love me at all times. Now, nothing can get too tough for that. If you know the God, look, God love you at all times. I wrote, yes, he loves you. All right. Let's read. Let's go to Romans 8 now. Let's read some verses. I'm going to jump around some verses. I want to read... We read Romans 8:11. I want to read Romans 8:19. It's still not our golden text. You know our golden text is 37th verse. But Romans 8:19. For the honest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. It's time to manifest. Say it. Say it's time for me to manifest.
It's time for me to manifest.
When you say it's time for you to manifest, that means everything start happening in your life that this book is talking about. It needs to start happening in your life. Everything should happen, start happening in your life, this book is talking about.
Yes,
manifest. I don't need to be praying about something on 3 years. Matter of fact, I want to make a statement. I need to live a manifesting life. Let me say it different. I need to be living a supernatural manifesting life. Write that down. I need to be living a supernatural manifesting life in every area of my life, no matter what's going on at the time. You listening, young lady? All right, listen. You're supposed to live a supernatural life. You follow instructions, you're going to live a supernatural life. Y'all younger people who listening, y'all gonna live a whole super life than we did, because y'all got revelation. We had to fight, man. We were messing around with religion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He real.
He real.
19 verse. For the honest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God, not the mouth. It's time for you to show something.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We won't have no problem with our younger people if we keep showing them something.
Amen.
The world's showing them something.
Yes.
We got to show them something. Yes. That how good God is, you see.
Yes.
And then give God the glory. All right, now look at verse 37. Look at verse 37. Well, let's look back at, let me give you a little outline from my Bible. The Spirit of Life, verses 1 through 11 in this chapter, the Spirit of Life. Led by the Spirit, verse 12 through 17. Talking about this chapter, Romans 8. More than a conqueror, verse 28 through 39.
Yes, sir.
This is my little Bible here. I took this Bible from Leroy. We were traveling. I said, where'd you get that Bible from? I was going to preach. I said, give me that Bible. I said, go order you another one. we roll like that, you know. They get that. Daddy wanted it, he can have it. Now, look at verse 31. I'm going to walk through that, and then I'll start giving you a principle. Now, I'm preaching 2023 now. See, that's why I don't want people to be picking out time to come to church.
Yep.
No, man, you don't know what, that's disrespectful. You don't know what God's going to do. You don't know what kind of anointing is going to be on me tonight. Why don't you stop treating me regular? I'm going to stop wasting my time on you. You don't just have a pastor here now. You got wearing a mantle that the jerk, the slack need to be jerked out of you. What are you? Romans 8:31. See, I ain't depending on you for my income. So you can't handle me. I don't have to be quiet. Look at verse 31 now. What shall we then say to these things if God be for us? You got to know this, be a conqueror. Who can be against us? Absolutely nobody. They won't win. He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How should he not with him also freely give us all things? You got, that's a question you got to answer. You got to know enough to answer it. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that, and I want you, and I was studying, and he says, the Holy Spirit says, I want you to see who. Who? Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that judges. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also make intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Look at verse 35. Tribulation or distress. Now we got some of. Or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword or anything else. Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice verse 28. For I am persuaded that neither death, listen to this, nor life, listen to this, nor angel, listen, no principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor thing to come. No height, nor depth, nor any other creature. How many times that word N-O-R in there? That shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, Romans 8:35-39. Yeah. You take a note?
Yes,
here is the secret of the more than conqueror's anointing. Because when you tell the Spirit of God, quicken me, you're saying, anoint me freshly. That I can pick up things in the spirit realm, or I could pick up what God is saying at this time, so I don't have to pay attention to those who say we're failing. I am hearing another voice. You're supposed to, when there's things that are telling you you're going down, as a child of God, you're supposed to be hearing another voice telling you you're going up. I pray God, those of you who are here and those of you online legitimate, I pray God that this conqueror's anointing rest on you tonight, rest on your home, rest on your children, rest on your business, rest on your body, rest on your finances. Sit down and get ready to write. Turn to get Romans. I'm going to show you something in Romans that's going to fortify you being a conqueror. You ready? I don't know if I'm going to handle this one too good because it's been such a blessing to me so many years. It put me in another realm. A realm where you can't see failure. A realm where you can't hear failure. No matter who's saying it, you know better. Permitting the Holy Spirit through praying in the Spirit to keep you in the full presence of God. Now, what happens to a person who know how to stay in the full presence of God, in the full presence of Jesus, in the full presence of the Holy Spirit, in the full presence of heaven? What happens to that person? What kind of life that person will live? Look at Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Thank God. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself is himself, is personal, maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, he that searches the heart, now here we go, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now that's a powerful statement. Lord, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, if you know what the mind of the Spirit is, and you've been quickened by the Holy Ghost to know the mind of the Spirit, all mysteries, all revelation, all insight, all illumination that you need become yours. The mind of the Spirit. You're going to be powerful in 2023 because you're going to be functioning in the mind of the Spirit. Not in the mind of man, not in the mind of the media, but in the mind of the Spirit. All can't run out. Few can't run out for a child of God. God will turn water into gasoline. He's probably, what happened to John 2? They ran out of wine. What happened? Turn to John chapter 2. What happened in John chapter 2? I said, God can turn water to gasoline. Didn't I say that? Huh? They're talking about fuel oil. What happened in John chapter 2? First miracle Jesus did. Jesus defied everybody, what everybody was saying. Here's what the Spirit wants me to whisper to you. Forget normal patterns. Conquerors don't go by normal patterns. The defining voice there is voice 5. Because some of the things God going to say to you are going to look stupid. But it's not God stupid. So just own your stupid ship and do what he tell you to do. Whatever he says to you, do it.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
You know, that voice is what turned the water into wine? Against all the sense realm, against all advisories, people you go talk to and ask them, should I do this? They would have said no, but you can't ask them. You got to do it. When I quit my job, I have four older brothers. I couldn't go talk to them and say, the Lord told me to quit my job because I didn't want to hear no, so I didn't tell nobody nothing. Whatever he says to you, do it. You're not, you're not going to fully understand it.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
That's why you got to have faith.
Hallelujah.
You got to walk places you've never been before. Trusting him to make it come to pass. No, see, the Holy Spirit hit me when I said, I ain't had no idea what he was going to hit me with, but I said, he can turn water into gasoline. The Holy Spirit said, now you got it. He said, tell him go to John 2. Didn't I turn water into wine? What you worried about? Now, I heard the Lord say to tell you from this night forward, the system does not run you. You run the system by revelation, by anointing, by wisdom, by understanding that is not in this world. You wrote that down, the system does not run me. The next newscast you hear, get up and start dancing. Permitting the Holy Spirit through praying in the Spirit to keep you in the full presence of God. Now watch what these voices say. First of all, I got the mind of the Spirit now. I'm praying the Spirit, I got the mind of the Spirit. So I'm not thinking like a natural man. I'm not thinking like a normal woman. I'm thinking in another realm. I got divine help. Watch what it says. You've read this before. Watch what it says. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now, in this verse, there's two powerful things in this 27th verse. Because he make intercession for the saint according to the will of God. So you got the mind of the Spirit and what else? Y'all talking too slow. You got the mind of the Spirit, what else? No, y'all ain't saying nothing. You got the mind, in that voice, you got the mind of the Spirit and the will of God. How can you lose if you have the mind of the Spirit and the will of God?
Hallelujah.
So verse 28 tell you how you can't lose. Look at verse 28 now. All things.
Lord Jesus.
And we know,
and I know
that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose. So I love him, and I'm called, and I got his purpose in my life. I cannot fail.
Hallelujah.
Now, beyond feeling, beyond fact, beyond fear, we're talking faith and favor. Your life will be a life of faith and favor. Did I say beyond failure? Put failure down there. Put fear down there. Put facts down there. Matter of fact, put fascination too. Because Disney World turned out to be a mess. Poor to be helping the little children, now they won't make sissy out of them. I should not go there anymore. I should not go in the city where all them sissies walking. And saying God wrong. God gonna shut it down. You believe in God. Y'all thank God.
Come on.
All right. Money don't run God. You can be rich as you want, boy. God will slap you side the head. All you got to do is take your breath. You ain't too big for God, man. I've seen in the Bible too many times people thought they were too big for God. Sodom and Gomorrah thought they was big. God got enough. He said, get a lot out of them and wipe them out. They had homosexuality in there. They man was giving them girl, they want the boy. Man wanted to give him his daughter. He said, take my daughter. No, we don't want your daughter. Y'all getting quiet. Am I getting scared? Man, I got to preach, man. I got to stand on the word, man. Turn to 1 Peter 2:9. You got your shouting clothes on? Because I'm going to open this up to you. Always walking in the light of who you are in Christ. And I think 1 Peter 2:9 describes us. We're not just a church member. No. We're chosen. We. But you are a chosen generation. Didn't stop that old. Ooh, every person in here, listen to me, every person, male and female, you're a royal priesthood. Good God Almighty. And a holy nation. A peculiar people that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look what he says. You're chosen. You're holy. What I missed something, but you're chosen. You're royal. You're holy and you're peculiar. You can't get that from shooting a basketball. Y'all get so excited. Oh, everybody. I like people too, but I can't get more excited over that than I find out that I'm chosen. And y'all begin to think you're so small because they're so big, all showing all that stuff. Listen, that's your stuff. Yes. It's time for the wealth transfer. Yes. That's what money coming is all about. 20 years, preachers rejected, shut their people down. And one of my sons, I think it's my blood son, Leroy, said the reason that I started to receive my own offering when I go to other churches is not for the money, for them to get the money in the ground. Or money coming, that they can have a wealth transfer. Yes, sir. I'm sending my office. I don't know why I did it. I'm sending my office. I know they're trying to make a hole out of me. Make me an orphan receiver. I ain't no orphan receiver. Now here's a secret about that molten concrete lifestyle also. Write this down. Stand constantly or consistently in the revelation of the power of the cross. You got to stay in that revelation because where is it? I want to give you a first one here. John, it's John 19:30. It's finished, that's it? Turn your Bible to John Gospel. Chapter 19, verse 30. May the Holy Spirit breathe on you. You're not going to be able to catch this, baby, by just listening to me. May the Holy Spirit breathe on you. That's the right one? 19 what? 30, that's right? Yeah, see, when Jesus is on the cross here now. But you got to get this. But when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he's on the cross now, he died. He died in our place. He didn't do nothing. We did it. He died in our place. He said, it is finished. See, this is a wrap. So your blessings, they're already finished. All of your victory, they're already finished. You are a creator. When you're walking by faith, when you're talking by faith, you got creative power. You got the ability to call things that be not into existence. That's far beyond a church member, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, now here's the sad thing. You know, a lot of church members say, you can't do that. Church member, you know. Like the one who stay home on Tuesday night. They don't really believe I'm anointed. They don't miss the New Year word. Because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I ain't in control. I get anointed. God said, do it now. Do it tonight. This is what? This is November. We're talking about January. First Corinthians 2:2. I want you to have this on your mind. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Don't bring me all that other stuff telling me what's going to happen to me. I know everything already paid for. I know it's already finished. I know I've already won. I know this is temporary. Anything that's trying to hold me down or hold me back, I know it's temporary. I know my breakthrough is on the way. I know this wall must fall. I know this water must open. The gate must open for me to go through. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know that when you can't see with your naked eye. You got to know it by faith. You got to know it in the spirit. You got to know it with praise and worship. God is a spirit. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Hallelujah. I make y'all shout. All y'all get rich in 23. Get rich. And no reading, no reading, you can't. See, because when things start getting worse, we supposed to be getting better. God trying to move some people out the way. Out of our place that we can go in our own place. Don't let me go by myself. I'm going to another level. And according to Genesis 12:1-3, wherever I go, because you're connected. You can't tie a car with a steel cord to another car and that car pull off and they don't go, you don't go with it. All you gotta do is put it in neutral. That's in the Bible over and over and over again. Look at John, look at Genesis 14. Sit down a minute, I'm gonna close in a minute. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. In other words, the world revelation cannot depict how I'm gonna come out. Because I'm not connected to the world, I'm connected to the Word. So Galatians 3:13 now. Christ has redeemed me from being broke. Christ has redeemed me from being sick. Christ has redeemed me from being sad. Christ has redeemed me from being in fear. That the blessing. Redeem me from the curse of the law. It's written. Crazy, everyone here. Look at 14. I'm going to give you one or two more of them. Glory. Get the blessing of Abraham. Genesis 12:1-3. Here's a revelation. Right. I'm going to say it one way. I want you to listen. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then I'm going to give you a scripture to see it. All right? Meditating and continuously being quickened by this revelation. Meditating and continuously being quickened. You know what quickened means, right? By this revelation, Matthew chapter 22, verse 34. This is so powerful. Matthew chapter 22. I'm going to get busy there now. Ain't nobody saying grunting. Y'all ain't grunting nothing. Man, it's on my goodness. You see how powerful that is? We are about to put some people to silence. I'm telling you. God ready. They didn't play with God long enough.
Yes.
Now, those of us who know how to walk with God, uh-huh. God's going to start doing things through us to put them to silence.
Yes.
In this area, Darrow, got all these homes and families in this area, and they don't know this church in the midst of them. See, I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about my infirmities and inadequacies. But I don't see that they need to ask a question or something. You know what I'm saying? Watch this now. Watch this. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Meditating and continually being quickened by this revelation. 22 and 34. We're talking about being more than a conqueror. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, that's religious folk. They were gathered together. So one religious folk trying to back another religious folks up to stop the real thing. 35th verse. Then one of them, which was a law. She got a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Got a lawyer. Y'all don't get it. y'all don't know what I'm saying up here. They got a lawyer. You know, the religious folks sent a lawyer.
Yeah.
But a lawyer can't handle this.
Yeah.
Then one of them was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, look what he called him, Master. What is the great commandment in the law? He's trying to tie him up. He's trying to tie Jesus up, but Jesus tied him up. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, here we go. Here's a more than a conqueror lifestyle. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Good God Almighty. See, and only meditation can bring you there. And with all thy soul and with all thy mind. How much do you love him tonight? This is the first and great commandment. Oh, I got to hit him again. How can you love God in your home tonight? And your man of God, been in ministry almost 50 years, had prepared himself, prayed hours to come here to minister to you. You know, I could have been retired. But I don't know what that is. My. This is the first commandment, great commandment. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now you know that's impossible naturally. But by meditating, the love of God take over. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody you meet is your neighbor. All them crazy people you meet on the highway, ducking in front of you and all that, that's your neighbor. But look at verse 40 now. On these two commandments hangs all the law and prophet, all the revelation and all the manifestation. Jesus Christ. I want you to be able, from this time forward, all the way in 2023, I'm saying it right? Because I get the years mixed up. To have this threefold supernatural anchors, you can drop at any time. You want them?
Yes, sir.
supernatural ankles. You know, to hold you in place.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. Who up in here ever heard of supernatural ankles? Who was preaching? Where you heard of that? What book you read it out of? I'd like to have a copy. Because, you know, y'all act like there's nothing fresh or nothing. You know, it's a supernatural angel. Oh, yeah. Supernatural ankles. I'm about to give you three supernatural ankles the Holy Ghost told me they were. And it's going to be so simple. It's going to be so clear to you. 2 Corinthians 14 and 13. These three anchors can hold anything. You got to know. You got to know how to drop them.
Yes, yes.
2 Corinthians 14:13. You had it up. You took it down. Put it back up. You got nervous? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for His ankle.
Yes, great.
And the love of God.
Second
ankles. You can't deal with that. It's supernatural. And the communion of the Holy Ghost. Boy, I can preach right now. Oh, my goodness. Three, the great grace, love, and communion. It's actually grace, love, and power. Those three are three ankles that are more than a conqueror wear. No wind from this world. No wind. From this world. No situation from this world can blow you out your spot. You walking, you hooked up with grace, and you hooked up with the love of God, and you hooked up with the power of the Holy Ghost. Here's one, I'm going to close with this one. You're going to have to know how to keep fear shut down. Or you're not going to be a conqueror, more than a conqueror. You got to, because a lot of fear coming. Fear from the top, according to the world system. Oh God, I got to say this. Oh God. Right now, the president don't know what to do. And the governors don't know what to do. And the mayors don't know what to do. And they got good people. We got to pray for them every day. The Bible said pray for them every day. The one that not saved, pray that they get saved. And the one that are saved, pray that they can get understanding. So 2 Timothy 1:7, you know that verse. Let me give you the whole thing. I miss a part of it. Living in God's faith and favor, shutting down all the fear of the enemy. Ooh, glory. Living in God's faith and favor, you know, favor exchange with grace and favor. Shutting down all the fear of the enemy. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.